The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. All right, Tausch, what's your bugaboo about this ticket deal?
Well, I just heard a lot of fans throughout last weekend and really in anticipation of this game. And you were up there. I did not make it up to that Amazon game, and I think it was one of the low points. Obviously, that Viking game where we couldn't get a first down, and I think that dropped this football team to 2-5 last year. But the Detroit game on Amazon on Thursday night was
a bludgeoning.
I was there.
Jesse was there. They were physical. And on top of that, they beat us up, and kind of it was them saying, hey, we're here. And we're ready to go win this division. And to their credit, they did. But I thought the part that was really fascinating, and I know our fans, and we've had a lot of discussions about this, but the amount of Honolulu blue for a team that hasn't won much in forever, there was a substantial amount of Honolulu blue at Lampo last Thursday. And I'm certain players don't want to see that. We don't want to, and I'm not even trying to equate this, but when the Packers win on the road and we have the Go Pack Goes, we love it. I don't know what Detroit's chants are, but I'm sure that's what it looked like and felt like at Lambeau last year. And from a Packer fan standpoint, I think we all would love it if it was always green and gold or white out or whatever it is for us every week. Mm-hmm. But we saw the Colts fans come in pretty good droves. And I'm guessing we'll see a lot of Honolulu blue again on Sunday. And I'm guessing we're going to have a lot of people saying, we can't do that. Fans, you can't do that. Even though you're probably getting $500 or $600 a ticket. And it makes it tough to tell people, don't do it. We need you there. So I just wanted to put this out there because I think it's a very interesting topic.
So now the Lions, according to the Packers, returned some of their tickets. But Tausch, help us understand that. The allotment that the Lions get, that means that, like, for example, if TJ Lang was still playing for them, that Laura and the kids aren't coming. So he didn't need to buy road tickets for his team to be, you know, for his family to go to the game. So that's not an indicator necessarily that there won't be a Honolulu blue out in the stands because of so many Lions fans coming, right?
Yeah, it just means you get a certain amount. And then if you're, like, if we're going out to L.A., you can buy, and then you can talk your teammates that don't have family. If you have a teammate that is from Los Angeles, you say, hey, you know, boom, boom, I'll give you these. And then, especially early in the season, if you really have a game you need to get tickets for, like if we went up to Minnesota, I'd always want to get extra tickets. I'd say, oh, yeah, it's perfect. You know, any of the games you need, I could take Minnesota. That's how it works. And I think typically you do return tickets, and the Packers just put that out there. But I would bet that you're going to get, I think, what's a win? Less than 25% Honolulu blue?
Yeah. So
what is now, what are we expecting?
So, Jesse, I would ask you in a moment here what you saw in the stands since you were at that game. But it was, from press box level, really noticeable. No doubt about it. Now, I also know that this leads to some of the slander against Milwaukee ticket holders, the gold package. And I believe this argument last year when it occurred on the Monday after the game, I was like, hey, then move the Milwaukee game, because it was Thursday night football for a Milwaukee crowd, which is traveling farther than the predominantly Green Bay-based crowd of the green package. So instead of saying, oh, it's always the second and the fifth game, or this year, in that case, it's the second, the fifth, and the ninth home game, because they get the third one, which means they get three division games, then make an adjustment. So you don't have people selling their tickets because their kids got to go to school in Milwaukee on Friday, and they don't want to drive up and be driving, battling potential drunk drivers on I-43 to get home. Pretty simple fix on that one. Now, I don't know what's going to happen this time, but I would predict that fewer Milwaukee ticket holders will sell their tickets because it's easier to go to a Sunday afternoon game than it is to go to a Thursday night game when you hold those tickets. Am I wrong to think that?
If someone offers you, and what face value on tickets are what? 180, 200 bucks now?
Yeah, somewhere
around. Is that
right? Sure, yep.
And if someone's going to give you 600, you get 3X. Are you going to do it? It's Halloween weekend. There's a lot of hockey stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. Iowa.
Sounds like just your schedule.
Yeah, if you get 3X back from a Honolulu Blue fan, are you taking it? Jesse?
Oh, of course I am.
I know you are, but you don't really care. You get free tickets and free food and free parking and everything else.
So I
free tickets.
I think when you look at a Thursday night last year, like Thursday night games are... Thursday night games are already a little goofy with many people having to work the next day and the travel and the gold package, all that stuff. Last year, we didn't know the fourth game of the season was going to be a potentially huge game for the Packers because we didn't know what the Packers were going to be in September of last year. And we didn't really know until November that they had any kind of chance at anything last year. This year, going into it, you know this is the biggest home game of the year, one of the biggest games in the NFC for the entire season, I would imagine, and 325, like Jason said on Sunday, much more conducive for the fans no matter where you're coming from, Detroit, Milwaukee, or otherwise. I would imagine that the Packers fans are going to be out in full force on Sunday, and you will not see nearly as much Honolulu blue as we did on Thursday night last year. The one caveat to this right now that I would say, and some people are pointing this out in the YouTube chat, which I am looking at.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah. It's going to rain. And if there are
sloppy.
And if there are fans who can make 4 to 5X what they paid for their tickets and not have to go sit in a trash bag in the rain on Sunday afternoon, I think that becomes a very tempting...
Sit in a trash bag.
Yeah. I think that becomes a very tempting scenario for some fans to pay for their entire season's worth of tickets. If there's someone from Detroit who's willing to pay that much for it, to go sit in the rain.
It's very close to calling people garbage, by the way. So, do you have a concern about the attendance and about the home field advantage? Because,
I don't
by
mind
the way...
If there's 15% Lions fans, and they're, okay, I'm all right with that. It's when you start getting more than a quarter. Mm-hmm. If you're over 25% Honolulu blue... That's when I start thinking, maybe we have to reevaluate how we're doing this. Because I know that Packer fans want to win this game in a big way.
Sure.
And you can have all of these other excuses for last year. Because last year, I mean, I'm guessing it was closer to 30 or 40%. Maybe even more. We've seen that with the Minnesota Vikings. And it was one of the years A-Rod busted his collarbone up. It was over 50% purple on a cold Sunday night game.
Well, he was out.
So,
right.
He was out. The season was kind of Rap City USA, but that's my, I guess that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. This is a monster game. I am never going to crush fans who are, we're asking a lot of if they're selling their tickets. I get it, but I can't sit here in good faith and say if Linda and Bobby are sitting there in West Allis, and they got four tickets, and somebody's giving them a 3 to 4X on their initial investment, and they can cover the rest of their season, I'm going to sit there and cuss them out for being bad fans? Not happening. Not from old T. I can't do it.
Also, for the record, the Packers did not lose at home to the Lions because there were so many Lions fans at the game last year.
Yeah, we got
didn't
beat
help.
Up. Got beat up.
But it didn't help.
I agree it didn't help, but they played like they were in a garbage bag.
One more thing I would say on this, too. Like,
is it about garbage bags?
It's not about garbage bags. Okay. If you're a fan, which, Jason, I know you're not, so you may not understand this.
Trust me, we all know he's not. Oh, God,
you may not understand this.
This is the game you buy tickets to get to go to. Like, this is the game of the year. This is the huge opportunity to go. Like Sunday night last year, when the Chiefs came to town last year, like people sign up to go see that game. When the Vikings and the Packers play at the end of the season for a division title,
Taylor Swift was there. Though.
When the Bears have played when the Bears have played the Packers for a division title in years back, like this is the game that you circle on the home schedule for the year and say this is going to decide playoff positioning. This is going to be the most competitive game we expect to see between these two really good Super Bowl contending teams. Like this is the game you buy tickets to go to. Mm-hmm. If you're buying tickets and then you're selling the best game, what's the point of having the ticket? So you can go see the Cardinals in September? That's not nearly the same as
it's a good win.
It was a fine win. But you're not buying tickets for the season so that you can go see the Cardinals at noon in early October, I think it technically was. You're buying tickets so that you can see a prime time game between the two best teams in the NFC. That's all.
Okay. So you bring up good points, but I just think we get a little bit high on our horse when it comes to what people should do and how they should handle this. And if somebody, Detroit is starving for championship.
Mm-hmm.
They put their money where their hungry mouths were last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're in that same boat. I'm sure they feel that way. I don't know if they're willing to pay 4X on that initial ticket. I don't know. But I certainly can tell you if Linda in West Allis is going to do it,
Big Linda?
I'm not going to crush Linda. I'm not.
She might crush you. I'm taking some shrapnel in the YouTube comments. Dave, dude sells hangers. Of course he would sell his tickets. Look, listen to what Tausch is saying. He is not judging the people that are selling their tickets if they have a chance to make 3 or 4X on them. Now, Chris... No, wait. Sorry, I'm trying to keep track of all these comments. Holmes says... It's a gold package game. I was offered two tickets from a buddy for $200 a piece, which just sounds to me like a little bit above face, but not much, right?
That's reasonable, yeah.
The weather is supposed to be crappy, so I couldn't find anyone here in Green Bay that wanted to go to the game with me. So then what's his buddy supposed to do? If his buddy tries to sell it to a fellow Packers fan who can't find a person to go with him, maybe he'd like to take Ryan Wollersheim, who's still waiting for someone to go to the volleyball game with him. Maybe if you can't find somebody locally, then you sell your tickets and make some extra money off of a Lions fan who wants to be there for the game. Again, I don't know. I'm not judging anyone. Yes, I would sell them if I had a chance to sell $200 tickets for $800, I'm doing it. And I'm glad that there are people that don't need the $1,200 profit that they would make off those tickets. I would have a hard time saying no to that. Yes, so if that makes me a bad person, so be it.
My only rule of thumb, and again, I'm not going to, this isn't written in concrete or chalk. Playoff games, you got to go. I don't care what's going on. You got to. You're not selling playoff tickets for whatever that profit margin is.
Isn't this the closest thing to a playoff game in the regular season?
If you would let me finish, that's literally what I was going to say. Jesse, just perfect. There you go.
Meanwhile, hey, Colby Overhagen. What's this supposed to mean? You would you. Like Almond Joy, Wildy. What is that?
That's the comment of the day.
You are an Almond Joy guy.
Typical Wildy, like an Almond Joy. All right. This was fun.
What does that mean? In fairness, what does that mean?
It makes sense, even though I don't really know what it means.
Like that you're a little nutty? Is that what it means?
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Yeah. I think it means I have bad taste, I think is what he's trying to say, because lots of people don't like him. I like coconut. Sorry. What I also like, not as much as Tausch does, is the great partnership, even though I don't usually drink it, with Coors Light and the Blue Mountains.
Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. And make sure those mountains, shoot, with this wind, just put it out there. The wind is going to get those mountains perfectly blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. It's super windy. 40 or 50 mile an hour winds. So
does
make
that
sure
make it colder?
Everybody's buckled up tonight.
Does it make your beer colder though if it's windy? Doesn't
cold
the temperature
wind
matter?
Yeah, why would it not?
Well, what's the temperature in Sun Prairie right now?
How do I? I don't know. Mid-50s probably, but
well, then,
you get mid-50s with 50-mile-an-hour winds.
No. Oh,
50, yeah, but 50-mile-an-hour winds. You don't think wind makes things cold?
I don't think your Coors Light mountains are turning. Go put two Coors Lights outside during the commercial break. Digi only.
They're going to blow
always
away.
Looking for Digi onlys. We go see if the mountains are blue before the end of the show.
Well, that's something I might do. I probably won't. That's why, but I will have a Coors Light tonight celebrating Halloween. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Spooky or fluky? By the way, Jesse, you already violated the no Michael Jackson policy. So, way to go.
What?
Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell features guest vocals by Michael Jackson. So you might as well just play Thriller now. Way to go.
Huh.
Spooky, scary skeletons. Spooky or fluky is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
In your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! Did Ray Parker Jr. have any other hits besides Ghostbusters?
Who you gonna call?
These are the questions I ask myself.
No idea.
Time now for Spooky or Fluky?
Is it Spooky or Fluky?
Our Halloween tradition on Wilde and Tausch. At the unofficial midpoint of the NFL season, we ask whether the following teams are spooky and legitimate Super Bowl contenders, or fluky and real pretenders at this point in the season. Let's begin, Tausch, with the Minnesota Vikings.
Is it spooky or fluky?
I don't want to dismiss them like I did in the beginning of the season, but I'm going to dismiss them. They're fluky.
Uh-oh.
I don't love the way Darisaw being injured, and I know they picked up Cam Robinson, and I like their coach. I think they have a lot of stuff going for them, but their schedule is going to catch them. They're going to have to play. They have to play us, and I know they beat us up here. They got to play Detroit again, and I think they're going to be scrapping and clawing to get that 6-7 spot. And they might do it. I'm not going to say they can't, but I just feel like that's where they're going to be, and I'm not worried about them per se as a contender to how I'm interpreting this game, 2-G. So I'm going that they're fluky.
I think they're spooky, and the Packers have to face them in Minnesota the second-to-last game of the season. And unless they make some sort of bizarre quarterback change like they did the last time they faced them on the very same weekend and gave themselves no chance whatsoever to win that game, which I like Kevin O'Connell a lot. I still don't know, and he got torched by the local media for that quarterbacking decision for that game. I think they're still going to be in the thick of it, and they can still spoil the Packers' playoff hopes, or at least their seeding hopes in that game. I think they get the last playoff seed. I do. I believe in their defense. I believe in Brian Flores, and I think they're going to keep finding ways to make Sam Darnold effective enough. So I'm going to call them spooky, but not like really like terror on the fox.
So almost like spooky, spooky. They're kind of fluky spooky.
Kind of a hybrid, almost a hedge, some might say.
It's almost like exactly. Like you don't really want to take an opinion, so you'll just do both, which that's kind of exactly what I thought. All right, Jesse, what's next?
Kind of felt like that was an opinion, but okay.
Next up in spooky.
It was an opinion that you're not scared of them, but they're good enough, but they're maybe will be a spoiler, but they're not really going to be the contender. They'll probably sneak in. So I said fluky, and we literally said the exact same thing. So that's all right, though.
I need you guys to get your spooky voices about? On.
What's all Wildy growling about? Are you getting ready for an Almond Joy or what?
I'm a jerk today.
Next up in spooky or fluky, the San Francisco 49ers.
Spooky or fluky?
Let me take this one first since I can say mine unequivocally.
For it, boy. Yeah, go for it.
They are absolutely positively spooky. They seem to have the Packers' number in games that matter. They also are getting healthier and healthier. They are going to be the team at the end of the year, despite all their stumbles and their struggles and losing Brandon Ayuk to an injury and playing without Christian McCaffrey. I would be concerned that they are the team that even if they don't win their division, you don't want any part of late in the year. They are spooky to me. Opinionated.
So I agree. It's a really strong opinion, and I appreciate that. They're spooky, but I'm caveating it. I'm gonna do a caveat.
Almost as if you're hedging.
No, it's not a hedge. It's literally going to be boom, boom. Spooky and very, very spooky if McCaffrey actually can play. I know they're hoping that he's going to play. I don't have a ton of confidence that he has not played a snap this season. They got the bye, then they play Tampa. If he is going to be able to finish this season, they're going to win their division and they're going to be uber-duber-boober spooky. If he is not readily available to them, they're not spooky to me at all. So that's my caveat. I respect them. I think they have a good core group. They've got a lot of injuries. And if they don't have McCaffrey, they are just another ball squad stumbling and bumbling to a 500 record. That's where I'm at.
Next up in Spooky or Fluky, a team we've never asked about before playing this game, the Washington Commanders.
Spooky or Fluky?
Very spooky. I think their coach is a good coach. He's done really good things defensively. You remember the Commanders / football team had all those first-round picks on the defensive side of the football, right? They've been trying to figure all that out. I know the Bears' offense is skittish at best, but they had them dead to rights last week. They didn't do anything. Washington moved the football relatively at a good clip, and I think they're going to make a move. I think they're going to grab one of these receivers that people are trying to get rid of. And you put McLaurin with a really good young quarterback. Jaden Daniels, the real deal now. Jaden Daniels, the real deal now. So I love the matchup. If Green Bay matches up with them in the first round of the playoffs, I am more than happy. But I think this is a team you have to put on the big-time spooky front because they have a quarterback that is dynamic and is playing at a really high level.
I think they're spooky, too. They're legit spooky. They did get a little help from the Bears to win a game that they didn't dominate, obviously, by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm fascinated by Jaden Daniels. He is bucking the Tausch, don't play him till Thanksgiving. What's the rhyme for that? Wasn't there some sort of rhyme?
No frosh play until Thanksgiving Day.
Thank God you're here, Jesse.
Yeah. That's good, Jesse.
In Piscataway.
On a Saturday.
He is definitely playing well right away, which is not always, as we know, the case with young quarterbacks. But yeah, they're legit spooky. Next.
How about Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons?
Spooky or fluky?
Tausch?
Spooky. A lot of talent on that side of the football. What's their tight end's name? The young fella? He's been around a couple years.
Pitts. Pitts.
First round pick.
Kyle Pitts.
Pitts. Yeah, really good player. They have Bijan, who killed us last year. And Kirk Cousins looks like he's recovered pretty well from his Achilles. He is the same. Him and Goff, I think, are very similar. I don't know about it. I can't give you a fair enough assessment because I don't know their offensive line as well as I do Minnesota and Detroit. But I always have liked Kirk Cousins. I think he's been really underrated, and people give him a hard time because he's kind of a nerd. And he's, you know, always everybody feels like he's overpaid. He's not overpaid. He's been a really good NFL quarterback, and if he can be kept upright with a good running game, mm-hmm. Atlanta's a spooky squad.
As of now in the NFC standings, the Atlanta Falcons would obviously be winning the NFC South if the season ended today at 5-3. What has he done in the postseason, your guy Kirko?
Big win against New Orleans, but he struggled outside of that. Or against Minnesota, I think he played. Minnesota beat New Orleans down there, and I don't know if he's got another win on his docket. So
yeah, I mean, I think just like the Packers and the NFC North might be benefiting a little bit from playing the AFC South. They are in the NFC South, which includes the Saints, who are headed south in a big way, and the Carolina Panthers, who are a colossal catastrophe.
That's the division you want to be in. And I think, unfortunately, I like Tampa, but those receivers being out is just going to kill them. I don't think they're going to be able to overcome it, even though they got some gimme games left. And that's why I don't think Minnesota's going to get in, Jason, to be honest with you, because I think one of those two I think Atlanta wins that division, and I think Tampa, just by proxy of being able to play those two garbanzo teams, that should be enough to get them to that 9-10 win threshold. And I'm not sure, even with Minnesota having five already in the bank, I don't know if they can get there. That's why.
I'm going to say fluky, by the way, to answer the actual question. I'm not a Kirk Cousins hater by any means. I agree with you in your assessment that he is underrated and underappreciated, but I'm not buying them as a team that is to be feared.
Sure. That's fair. I can understand that.
Last one for Spooky or Fluky, the Philadelphia Eagles. Ooh, Spooky or Fluky?
Is it Spooky or Fluky?
I have them as Fluky. I just know, I saw what I saw last year, and they still have the same head coach. I know they switch coordinators, and I get all that. Saquon's been a good addition, but it's just something, I just don't believe in him.
They already beat the Packers.
I think that there is a lot of underlying... What?
They already beat the Packers in Brazil on the spooky field. Remember?
I do remember. What does that have to do with
the price of pickles in Park Slope?
Yeah, I just don't buy them. I think they have talent, no doubt. I think there's a lot of issues and stuff that's going on. So that's why I'm going to say nope. Fluky, fluky, fluky.
I'm going to say spooky. I think those issues can be solved by winning. And if they get themselves on a run, they're a talented squad. That would make me nervous if I was a Packers fan contemplating a playoff matchup with them. All right, that's spooky or fluky. Tausch, there ain't nothing fluky about having your concrete or asphalt redone by Johnson & Sons. That rhyme.
No, there's not. Get ready for spring and do it now. Call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the winter. You got potholes and crack curbs and drainage issues. If things are bad now, call Johnson & Sons Paving to get it fixed. Schedule a free no-obligation quote. Get a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that is needed by spotting fatigue cracking, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, or more. Don't scare away customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now, save money later. JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com.
A very brief Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
On Wilde and Tausch.
This is literally number 13 on the list Josh sent of Halloween songs. Imagine Dragons' Demons is not a Halloween song just because Demon is the name of the song.
I agree with Jesse. It's not. And I love Imagine Dragons. Probably top five band for me right now to go watch. ID.
How about Coldplay at Camp Randall?
So, I believe, yeah, I don't. That's not one of my top five, but...
I want to go to that. I'm
probably going to go check it out.
I would like to go to that. All right, quickly before we get to Wonelli, even briefer than it normally is. Late in the show, Wilde and Tausch Twitter poll. Does it matter to you that Tom Brady is calling Sunday's Packers-Lions game on NFL on Fox?
No.
91.4% of you. No, doesn't matter to me.
So
what the hell are you paying him $300 million for?
Tom Brady.
Let's play Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
It's not my
just the other morning. I had breakfast at Tracy Rocco's house.
Just saying. I'm going to keep talking over the open here. What's the point of paying him that if you're going to watch your team's game regardless of who's calling it?
If you move the needle with good analysis and you can get YouTube shorts and all this other stuff that draws interest, great. That's why. Because he's Tom Blanken Brady. That's why. That's the
Tom
deal.
Blanken Brady. Jesse Blanken Nelson. What do you got for Wonelli?
Xavier McKinney named Packers, or I should say NFC Defensive Player of the Month. Lions quarterback Jared Goff named NFC Offensive Player of the Month.
Something's got to give.
Tussle.
Who has a
nice
better day?
This weekend.
Who has a better day Sunday at Lambeau Field? It's like a mini green and gold game preview here late on a Thursday. Tausch?
Xavier McKinney has just been so blank and good. I don't think anyone that signed him, anyone that thought he was going to be this impactful, other than Jason and Charles Woodson, he's and Eric Bilstead. You got those three. He's been so good. He impacts the game even when he doesn't impact the game. That's hard to do. So I'm going McKinney.
Me too. I'm pro McKinney. I'm not jumping off the bandwagon now.
Wonelli!
Last question, Halloween themed. I am a big fan of the merit system. Kids who have better costumes or are more polite when they come up to trick or treat get more or better candy than the ones who just come up and don't say anything and just hand the bag out in front of you and they're kind of rude. Fair or foul, IPT or no? Merit system, Halloween.
I love good merit systems. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Wait, how long have you had this policy? And the crew, how long have you had the house?
You can have, 2 years. So this will be this is our third Halloween that we'll be experiencing at our house, thanks to Stacey Bruner and Eric and all the great people.
Love Stacey Bruner. Get housed and make sure you're polite to Jesse when you say trick or treat.
Going back to when I graduated from trick or treating as a kid, but I would still hand out some of the candy at my parents' house. Kids with better costumes, or if they're nicer, they interact with you, they're more fun, they get more candy. They get better candy. We got different things to give out. You got to give out what's good and what's not good.
I'm on board with your system. I'm just surprised that you have a system.
Oh, yeah. Long awaited. This is the best thing about trick-or-treating for me now is the merit system.
And is your favorite thing giving out extra candy to the kids you like, or do you prefer snubbing the kids who are rude and non-communicative?
No, I never want to snub anybody. I want everyone to get three good pieces of candy or five.
I don't believe you.
Whatever it is.
You're lying.
No, I don't want to snub anybody.
Jesse, do you ever want to do one of our cats in the neighborhood? He gets a big kick out of scaring little kids. So he sits on his little chair and dresses up as like a mannequin, or he hides in a pile of leaves, and he scares the bejesus out of these young kids. And that, like, I swear it's like his favorite day of the year outside of March Madness. Is that ever something that you're interested in doing?
No, I am not interested in
March Madness. Scare the crap out of children. Big upsets in the first round
for
making kids
for
soil
everybody
their pants.
In our, let me tell you something. For everybody in our neighborhood, you know who it is. I'm telling you, those are his two favorite days of the year, and I think tonight is his favorite night.
Both Thursdays
and now
this
with that
year.
Wind,
yeah, it's big.
It's going to be a whole deal.
That's it for Woe Nelly. We'll wrap up the show next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Blood sucker, dream crusher, bleed me dry like a damn vampire. Every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news.
Jesse, your hits have been great the whole time after we criticized you.
I believe two of these have been Halloween songs, for real.
This is called Vampire.
Yeah, it's not a...
I agree with Jesse.
No, I agree with you, too.
Dracula.
You chose...
Dracula stuff and like, wah.
Right, the Addams Family theme... But you're choosing to prove a point, which we knew you would do.
Yeah, there's not enough mainstream Halloween music like there is for other holidays.
There was enough to get through the show. Just own that, and we'll move on.
Imagine Dragons.
Instead, you've decided to play Imagine Dragons, and who is this, Sabrina
Carpenter?
By the way,
this is Olivia Rodrigo. The kids are going to be very upset
with
you for that.
By the way, it's 11:58, guys. So.
Trick or treat.
I didn't realize you were such a clock watcher. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Bleed me dry like a damn vampire.